designed to confuse you and me. A beautiful dream indeed, but we, a two-letter word, but surely a meaning that most of us see. So why do we need to be? Just wondering, what do you think? I'm just asking, what do you mean? Cause I've been using political means to stay on the scene and see what you mean. Dancing into your dream, I wanna believe.
Why can't we wait? Why can't we wait?
just please don't end it here. Just please don't end it here.
Thank you so much out there in Radio Universe. Thank you so much to Joel for doing great sound tonight. Thank you to Joe Allen, too. It's great to be back.
And thank you, Paul Hansen of The Grown Up Noise, playing for you live in Studio D on the Town with Mikey D, WMFO, Medford. We'll be talking with Paul in just a little bit, but first, we're going to hear something from Corin Ashley's latest CD. It is called Broken Biscuits, and we're going to hear Inappropriate Fashion.
I'm
we just heard Beneath by Happy Little Clouds. They released their album Shift last summer. They're playing on Friday night with Gunpowder Gelatine at Bella Luna. No. How do I do this? I'm like, I start talking and all of a sudden I have no idea what I'm talking about anymore. Yeah, they're at the Bella Luna in Jamaica Plain. So, ta-da, you can go do that on Friday night if you are looking for things to do. Before that, we heard from Black Beach coming off of the Boston Sessions Volume 1 by the record company. Their song is called No Place For Me. And we started the set off with Corin Ashley with Inappropriate Fashion from his Broken Biscuits CD that was released earlier this year. And all that, and now we have our friends stopping by. Paul, and I forget your name.
It's Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, John.
Hey.
Thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
No yes. problem.
It's great to be here.
And that was so cool. We don't usually have solo artists in the studio, and it's nice to have, you know, a kind of...
Thanks for allowing
a rounded experience.
Right on. Yeah, thanks for being cool about that, because I feel like I've been playing kind of under the grown-up noise these days, but playing solo, and people, and it's, I realize it's confusing. Mm-hmm. People are like, can the band come? I'm like, you mean me? Like, at least for right now, it's just me keeping the shop open. I'm like Mr. Hooper.
Yeah.
Just, I'm keeping a light on. It's a super air, it's yes. a whatever, motel. I'm keeping a light on. It's a safe motel. I promise.
Some bodega in the corner. Yeah. You can pull out a little cot and stuff and
yeah,
sleep there.
Exactly.
Cool.
You've gained a dancer, though.
Yes, I have. In fact, that has like helped the loneliness big time. Like this, that's why the show is so exciting that mm-hmm. we're doing on Saturday, All Together Now, number 7. Amazing series put on by Anna Ray. Her amazing band, Hemway, also plays often in it. And I don't know if you've heard about the show, but it's really been building steam. Actually, I was lucky enough to play on the first one, and this is number 7. And I know it's been really popular and good attendance. And like, she's doing the thing that seems impossible, which is bringing so many different genres, so many different kinds of people together.
Well, yes, we've been, you know, talking to Anna Ray about all her different shows, because there's always like a band or two that like we've had on our show, or pieces of, you know, people that go out, you know, it's Boston, so people go off and join different bands and do different projects. But you're right, we all love that it's kind of like a bringing together of a lot of different artistic and art things, not necessarily yeah. music, just like all things together.
Yep.
And, you know, you make quite an event out of it.
Yeah.
I know, I'm excited to see how it all unfolds, because I was at the first one. I haven't been able to attend one since, and I know it's really evolved, and I'm just so excited to be part of that day and see how it works and the operation of it all, and to meet everybody. So
yeah,
it should be a really cool experience.
I love how you were kind of nervous at first to meet Anna.
I was.
Because, well, she's a bad blank, you know, she's not intimidating, but she's just awesome. She's a force. She's a presence. That's what you said. I believe
yeah.
you said force.
She is a force.
And I'm like, she's so nice. As soon as you talked to her, like, yeah, that was
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. So I'm very excited to really meet her in the flesh, because we've only like corresponded.
That's right. You know,
we have not met physically, but I'm like, we're good pals already.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So All Together Now, number 7, will be happening on September 30th at the Midway, and also performing will be Field Day, Tom Bianchi, Wo Chan doing poetry, and the Grown Up Noise and Amy Cook.
Woo.
And I think that's really cool. It's like, oh, you know, it's just like songwriting and modern dance.
You
like
know.
Everybody does that.
Right, right.
I've got my own troupe.
Yeah.
No, it has been an experience. And I don't know. I'm so excited to see how the audience responds to it. Paul and I have talked a lot about, like, you know, letting go of that, those expectations, and just kind of like being real and feeling it and being in the moment, and it's received how it's received. But I just love doing it. It seems really seamless. Like it,
yeah.
like you said that, you gave it that word. Like we've added a seamless quality to it, because we want it to be an experience.
But
like,
we didn't necessarily start out that way. It was just kind of like, ooh, I think you were like, let's do this next transition. Let's do this next transition. Let's have every movement be choreographed.
Yeah.
And that was like thrilling. It was like, whoo. I mean, a lot. You kept reminding me. You're like, Paul. She's like, normally the dances I do, because I've gone to see her perform many times, the dances are like 2-3 minutes. But you do a bunch of them at those concerts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's a lot. But you're like, no, 2-3 minutes. This is a 30-minute full set. Yeah. She's like, Paul, that's a long time for a dancer to. But to and be it's moving. A lot. It's been a lot on you to do a lot of the movement. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I'm like get to throw my 2 cents here to like help push along if I can. But
you have been instrumental in that, and I touched on it when you were playing. Like, this has been so exciting because I haven't really choreographed. I've danced for so long and I love it. And I love bringing a story to it. I love bringing a character to anything I do. But to do something my own, I'm like, what is that?
You're nailing it. Can I just say that? She's nailing it. Like,
yeah. So I feel really good, but I feel like that is the collaboration. Like, your 2 cents mean more. They're worth more than 2 cents. So
3 cents.
Yeah.
A nickel.
Maybe a nickel. That's, come on. Give her a dime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I would give her all I can. I just feel like it's not.
Too funny.
That's awesome. So you were playing guitar and keyboards. What's going to be happening on Saturday? Like same thing, only we can see Amy dancing, not just kind of like, oh, yeah, something's happening over there. And radio people can't tell, but I can see.
Yep. There's some movement going on.
She's
going
to be dancing. I'm going to even be dancing a little bit, and then there's movement. I mean, she really kind of analyzed the lyrics and made sure the movement like fit with the lyrics of the song, and then even in the transitions. I mean, it makes a lot of...
Yeah. And not so... I guess not so on the nose. I think what I love about, I've been a fan of Paul's, even, you know, we're friends, but I'm a fan of his music as well. And I think it's the lyrics, there's so much emotion behind it. And that's what that's how I dance. And that's like what moves me when I see other people dance, is when there's a clear emotional connection. And I think we've been working on that. So the lyrics do mean something, but I think we've been trying to get to the essence of the song, not necessarily like he says twirl and I twirl. Like, it's not that.
It's not just silly, no.
Yeah, it's the essence and the real vibe of the song and the meaning of it coming through.
Yeah.
Well, cool. You're right. I think this is a really unique performance opportunity for the artists and the audience, because it's you're not going to go see this at Passim at all.
Yeah. So.
Right. There isn't a whole lot of stage on that stage. Yeah. That would be cool, though. We got to take this show to Passim.
Yeah, got to take it on the road.
Then
yes.
Paradise. No, I don't know.
Could happen.
Right. But I could deal with a bigger stage. We could do that.
Yeah.
Oh, we get a couple more dancers.
Yeah. Suddenly
become a whole
thing. So many ideas, Joellen. Thanks so much.
You know, we're idea shop over here.
And I just want to say also, just we love Tom Bianchi. We love Field Day. Mm-hmm. Excited to see Wo Chan. Like, and you know, of course, Anna Ray. So I mean, I mean, it's cool to know some of the acts as well already. We're excited to play with them again. Some of them I don't get to see as often.
Yeah, I was so pumped about the lineup. Tom Bianchi is also a force, and he's been on the scene and just helped so many people.
Oh, yeah.
And Field Day, I love them.
I love Field Day.
Love them.
Yeah, amazing.
They're so awesome.
I saw them first play with Paul. Like, Paul played with them. They played together at the Lizard Lounge, and I was like,
We played with them, like, a while ago.
Yeah.
A couple times, even when the band was still like a trio, I think. And I remember Joan explaining, I just started like writing, because I know she's been a music critic, and then I was like, you just started writing? No fair. It's like, what the?
I just picked it up, you know.
Yeah, and Dan, like, too, they're great. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I got to be all fangirl on them. Like, when they played the Rumble, I was like, oh my gosh, you guys, it was so great. When you had the story in the Globe and talked about you and how, and just like, what the? Thank you, but... Okay, take a step back, lady. I'm like, no, really, you're very inspiring. This is so awesome, and you're great.
Yeah.
Nice.
I can understand. They evoke, I agree. I think they're just awesome. Yeah. So fun. Yeah. So fun. And you're like, yeah, keep playing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also super nice to talk to. And,
yes.
And so it's, I mean, the whole, like, story of the band themselves, and then the music that the band does, and then you know, all their... It's just, they're just so great.
Yeah.
They are.
So agreed.
So, all right. So that is all happening on Saturday at the Midway. It's a 4 o'clock show.
Early show.
Mm-hmm. You know, you can be out shopping and go, hey, let's go to a show. And then you can still be home for, like, you know, early to bedtime.
Or a party later, or go to another show. I mean, there's a lot of great shows, I feel like, in the next few days.
You know, there really are.
Yeah, there are.
It's kind of ridiculous, the quantity of shows, because inevitably, like, I'll say...
There's a lot.
Someone will say, what are you doing? And I'll be like, I don't know, I'm thinking about a couple of shows. Like, well, here are the ones I'm thinking about. And you're like, crap.
Yeah.
Those are not the ones I was thinking about. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to really have a knockdown drag out as to where we're
going
to end
Which
up.
Which one, mm-hmm. yeah. I would definitely be going to shows if we didn't have, like, a lot of rehearsing to do, but we still...
Sorry.
We are there, but we need to, like... We need to.
I'm like... Yeah, I was like, we need to rehearse.
Yeah, we do.
Every day.
We do.
Yeah, forever.
Yeah.
No, just
I am the dance captain. I'm like, I need you.
Yeah. We're going to do it again.
Oh, yeah.
Again. Five, one six, seven.
That's a lot. It's a lot of... Yeah. So it's nonstop.
Well, thank you all very much for coming in and performing for us and giving us the whole rundown on Saturday's big shoe.
Thank you
really
so much. Thanks, Joellen.
Yeah, it's been great. To be here.
No problem. All right, let's see if I can tame the technology for 5 seconds. Maybe only five. What number's a good one? That one. Okay. We're going to try to hear the corpse. K-O-R-P-S. I'm assuming you pronounce all the letters. Rock and roll. It's here to stay.
Here come the Marines with their AM-16s, waiting to blow me away. Those mighty machines, all dressed in green, marching for freedom today. Love it, leave it, can you conceive it? We're the few and proud. Love it, leave it, you better believe it, or you'll be a face in a shroud. Here come the Marines marching down the aisle. Oh, what a lovely parade. Here come the Marines marching single file. One of them throws a grenade. Love it, leave it, can you conceive it? Just to pull a guy on the bus. Love it, leave it, you better believe it. Baby, you can be one of us. Hoorah!
Demon was a Congratulations. You have successfully made it through the first half of the record. At this point, we invite you to remove oneself from one's listening device and indulge in an aperitif of one's choosing. It would do you well, however, not to overindulge in such libations. Moderation in all things, especially moderation. Now that one has properly lubricated oneself, feel free to proceed with your enjoyment of the second portion of the record. Godspeed, and we'll see you on the other side.
you get what you wanted? Was it worth it, baby? Was it worth it? Tell me, darling. Tell me, darling. 'Cause I feel like I need stitches when I'm with you. My heart feels like it's falling.
I'm feeling this. think you know what I mean. You know we can't be seen. We better keep it clean. Can't be seen.
I'm truly testing all of our technology right now. We actually had to restart the computer because I had done something horrible to it. But that's all right, because we're back in time. We just heard from the Grand Evolution with Suicide Girl, coming off of their CD, The Recovery. Before that was the Shameless Idols with their song Happenstance, coming off of Shamed and Defamed from last year. Before that, we were hearing Megan Tracy and the Missed Connections, their song Color the Air. They will be playing on Friday night at the Rockwell in Somerville with Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys and the Daylilies. They're calling the bill Primaire à Toi. I think it'd be adorable to go to. Yep, so all that. Megan Tracy is also up for a Boston Music Award, as are so many other bands that we know and love. Go check out who are nominated. You can go to bostonmusicawards.com, cast your vote, decide who is the winner. Big winner! All right, we have about 10 minutes left in the show. 10 minutes. Can I not light anything on fire? Oh my God, it's crazy. I think this band is called... What is this band called? You know when you can't tell? Nope, not really telling. So we are going to hear... I'm just going to pick one. You know, I'm going to pick number one. Number one is number one. You're listening to Island Town with Mikey D on WMFO Medford.
Let me take you to a land where there's fire in the water and there's gas in the sand. Let me show you to a well, drilling to the center of the seventh layer of hell. See those dragons, 60 feet tall. Watch them burn and hear the loud roaring call. Taste the poison, taste the hate. Pity the thirst that they'll never satiate. See the lords who rule the state mind their pockets with the sacrifice we make. Feel the air so thick with despair. Hear the rumblings of resistance everywhere. Watch us change as we unveil our master plan. Watch us marching, watch us blockade. Witness the end of the flaming giant's reign. See the pawns who form a line. Serve their fiery masters till the end of time. Hear us chanting, hear us sing.
Spectra Energy!
Far. They
child. Now the sick moon's on the rise, I see the rising's got it in his jar. There's ghosts who live inside these walls, I wonder if you want these halls anymore. Josephine, don't you think you went too far?